Okay, we finished up practice today. I brought him in a little bit later because of the late game the other night. Just gave him a little bit more recovery time, and then we went to work. So good practice today, and we'll keep getting back at it this week. Questions? We're good. Put it to bed, and we're ready to roll.
Watch a lot of that film. I mean, I know as coaches you would, but did you have the players watch a lot of that, or because of the short week, do you move on quicker?
You watch some of it, yes.
Did you have any sort of team meeting, or had you said your piece the other night?
No, I was having a team meeting.
Any particular message to the players that you'd like to pass on to us that you gave? Or?
No.
Everson kind of step into this leadership role. I know you named him a captain, and this is all something new for you. But, I mean, we see him as kind of a vocal, animated guy. But what have you seen from him in terms of leadership?
Well, the players voted him a captain. And he's a guy that I'm extremely proud of in the maturation that he's had, in the way that he's grown up in a lot of ways. He cares an awful lot about the Vikings. He cares a lot about this organization, and he cares about being a good football player. So it was, you know, I bet you 3 years ago or whatever, that he probably wouldn't have got the most votes.
How do you feel Khalil did on Monday night?
Really, you want to talk about Detroit? That's what we're going to talk about is Detroit. So we're not talking about any more about the game. We're just going to focus on Detroit now.
Can I ask you in general, though, Trey Waynes, you know, what he kind of, I mean, obviously didn't get any snaps from scrimmage on Monday, but what does he have to do kind of moving forward to crack the lineup in some capacity?
Cover guys better.
Mm-hmm. With Sue gone and Nada in.
Not much, really. They, not as a big physical guy like Sue was, and he's in their front is try to get after you every single play if they can. Hasn't changed really at all.
It's pretty much the same kind of challenge this year with the changes they've had in that front four.
I think they're a really good defense. You know, they do a good job with their scheme. They do a good job with their coaching. And they got guys that will run and hit.
Have you seen on film from Amir Abdullah?
Well, he's a big-time explosive back. You know, we looked at him real hard coming out. He's a big-time explosive back, gets in space, can put his foot in the ground and accelerate, catches the ball good out of the backfield. You know, he's a dangerous weapon.
Lane integrity and swarming to the running back, all the more important with him.
Similar maturation with Gerald Hodges, too, since you came in the door a year and a half ago.
Maybe not in the leadership sense, but kind of buying into what you're doing and trying to pay attention to things you're asking
him
to do.
Yes, he's much improved that way. He's not totally there yet, but he's got 1 foot over the fence. So we just keep him going that way.
What's he like as a person? I mean, I know we kind of see him as a joking guy. I know Captain Munnerlin described him as a clown, but I know he's maybe all business in the locker room, but when you do get a chance to get on a personal level with him, I guess, what are your impressions of Gerald?
You know, he's serious about football. He cares. He wants to play. He had to realize that, I think that he had to realize that the respect and the way that you play is earned, not given to you because you're a good athlete. It's all about earning your playing time. So I think that's part of his growing up.
How does Detroit present a different challenge as far as their rushing attack? They seem to be maybe spreading the ball out more than San Francisco.
Well, you know, they've got a lot of weapons outside with Golden Tate and Johnson. You know, Ebron's a good tight end. He had some catches last week. They got some skill guys in the backfield with Riddick and Abdul, like he mentioned, you know, so that they got a lot more I'm assuming it will be a different attack, but you know, the problems are the same. You got to do what you got to do, and you got to do it the right way.
Do you plan to keep Gerald in the middle, at least for the time being? And how has that transition gone? I know you don't want to talk about the game, but he did get a lot of reps, probably more than he got in the preseason at that position in that game.
Yeah, we plan on keeping going the same way.
Assuming that open roster spot, you just wait till next week for Jabari?
I haven't decided yet. Hmm. You know, we've talked about it, filling it, but we haven't come to a conclusion yet.
Do you think this was a wake-up call for both sides of the ball, the members of the team on both sides of the ball?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
Going, do you perhaps want to stick to a script or still be malleable when it comes to those play calls early on?
We're going to do what we feel is best to win the football game, however we have to do it. And whatever that is what it is.
Adrian said last week the biggest challenge of not having played in more than a year would be his recovery time. He was curious as to how he would feel after getting pounded on for the first time in a year, and then it's a short week. Have you got any indications in talking to him how he's recovered or how he might do in that avenue this week?
No, he looked fine to me in practice today, so you'd have to ask him. I just try to get these guys ready to play, that's all.
Lost like Sunday for the guys to take it a little bit personal so they can correct what needs to be corrected?
I don't know. I'm focused on Detroit and what we got to do to win that game. They can't do anything about the past. All we can only, as Bill Gates said, we can only connect the dots going forward.
Describe the demeanor in the sessions when you're looking at film and going over some of the issues that you want to address and fix. What was the demeanor of the team?
The demeanor? Serious.
Time for two more.
How did you say Brian Robinson did when sliding inside? And do you think that might be another thing?
He didn't get very many chances the other day, so we'll see.
A lot of people talk about Teddy's ability to be very even-keeled. How have you seen his reaction and his moving forward towards Detroit after this last?
He seemed the same to me, so I don't know. It's hard for me to describe what guys are feeling and how their emotions are and things like that without really asking them. And I'm not a big emotional guy in that. So.
Focus being more laser.
No, Teddy's focus is always good. I don't think so.
All right.
Good. All right. Thank you.